multiple guests today on this particular edition of The Morning Juice, and so I'll have you introduce yourselves from UCAP.
I'm Courtney Newgard. I'm one of the tax site coordinators at UCAP.
Hi, I'm Alicia Node, and I'm a tax program specialist here at UCAP.
And so that's what we're talking about, is kind of the tax programs offered through UCAP today. So what is most important for people to know about that?
So the tax program at UCAP is a volunteer income tax service, and one of the exciting things is that it is UCAP's 20th season this year. Specifically, it'll be our 19th season here in Jackson. We use volunteers to prepare taxes for the low and moderate income taxpayers. All of our volunteers go through a training and certification process to prepare tax returns, and not all of our volunteer positions even have to do tax preparation. We have some spots for greeters that greet our customers when they come into the tax sites. We have a lot of students from different college accounting programs throughout our service area, and we also have retired professionals helping us this year. A lot of these volunteers just want to give back to the community, so that's always exciting.
What are the most common questions maybe that you encounter with people that you're helping out? Just depends on who you're helping out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
For families, just making sure that they're going to be able to get all their tax credits. Minnesota has a lot of working family credits, child tax credit, those kind of things, and just kind of making sure that they're going to get the most back.
And it's also important to understand what's new or expanded for those credits you were talking about.
Correct. And like this year, there is a new senior tax credit, so that will be helping a lot more of the elderly in the area, and hopefully we'll see that money come back into Jackson.
And again, this year they have the expanded child tax credit, so that's a popular one that people are filing taxes for. And then one of the other common questions that we get from the community is our income guidelines, because this program has income guidelines to qualify for us to do your taxes. So for a single individual, someone would have to make under $50,000 annually. And for couples or families, it's $75,000 for the year. And we do have some discretion over those guidelines, so we can go over them. It just depends on the situation, so it's best to have them call our office and we can screen from there.
How about the locations where these services are available? Obviously here, but any others as well?
Yes. So our locations for tax preparation for both in-person or drop-off, we have here in Jackson. We also have Marshall, Redwood Falls, Windham, Wilmer, Litchfield, Worthington, and Hutchinson. And like I said, you can make an in-person appointment or a drop-off appointment. You can make an appointment by going to our website or calling us at 507-476-9283, or you can go onto our website at unitedcapminnesota.org and you can make your appointment that way. And of course, all of this, we are grateful to be able to have this service for our community, and it's possible from the grants from the IRS and the Minnesota Department of Revenue and the United Way of Southwest Minnesota. And of course, our amazing volunteers are the only way that this program happens. So we really appreciate them.
So what is the availability as far as maybe, you know, the hour range and the date range and stuff like that?
Our Jackson tax site opens up January 27th. We have tax clinics on Thursdays. The hours, we do drop-off appointments from 9 a.m. to noon, and then we have in-person appointments from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Those are all held at our UCAP office here in Jackson.
All right. So the volunteers, you're pretty good on those, which is good news to hear, but appointments are open and available now, it sounds like.
Yes. Feel free to call and set up an appointment with us, or if you have questions, reach out to us and we can happily assist.
So one more time, just the most important kind of details, and especially how to get a hold of you guys.
Feel free to call us at our dedicated tax line. That's 507-476-9283. Or you can find out more information on our website. Like Alicia said, that's www.unitedcapmn.org.
UCAP's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. As Courtney Newgard and Alicia Noon tell us about it from UCAP, thank you very much for your time today. Any other thoughts?
We are thankful to the community for volunteering their time, and for you for having us on Morning Juice.
Absolutely. Any other thoughts on kind of, you know, the day-to-day and what you enjoy about your position?
We love to give back to the community. I mean, our volunteers do as well, but it's good to give education to the taxpayers about the tax credits and helping bring money back to the community in the form of tax refunds. Research shows that people people spend their refunds here on shopping in town and paying their bills. So bringing money back to the community is always good as well.
Definitely. And we do have great volunteers and we're always looking for more. So you can get a hold of us by that phone number or on our website.
Thank you both.
Love to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you both one more time. Once again, that's Courtney Newgarden and Alicia Node telling us about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program through UCAP. Thank you out there for listening.